technology is revolutionizing every facet of our lives, digital health platforms are transforming the way we approach our well-being. These innovative solutions are bridging gaps, making healthcare more accessible, efficient, and personalized. At the forefront of this revolution stands a visionary leader whose work is reshaping the health landscape across Africa. Meet Victor Omiye, a prolific business leader, corporate trainer, and public speaking coach. Victor is a co-founder and CEO of Checker, a groundbreaking digital health platform that allows individuals to book lab tests and health checks from the comfort of their homes. Victor's journey is a testament to the power of education and innovation. He earned his bachelor's degree in economics from Adekunle Ajasin University, Nakumba Akoko, Ondo State, and further honed his business acumen through the prestigious Nexus program at Lagos Business School in Nigeria and Henley Business School in the United Kingdom. But Victor's contributions extend beyond Checker. As the founder and CEO of Medipal Healthcare, he has built businesses and worked across diverse sectors: education, transportation, information technology, healthcare, advertising, and consulting. Over the past decade, his multifaceted expertise has impacted countless lives. In the last 5 years alone, Victor has helped over 400,000 people access essential healthcare services in Nigeria. His relentless pursuit of excellence earned him accolades such as the winner of the African Regional Finals at the Founders Live Peach 2023, second place at the Global Founders Live Peach 2023, and recognition as one of the top 25 innovators in Nigeria by the Nigerian Sovereign Investment Authority. With Checker, Victor is on a mission to transform medical diagnostics in Africa, making healthcare accessible, efficient, and reliable for all. His vision is clear: to harness the power of technology to improve lives and build a healthier future.
Hi, my name is Victor. I lead a team at Checker as CEO. I'm also a product manager. I have a background in economics from Adekunle Ajasin University, Akungba Akoko, Ondo State. And over the last couple of years, I've evolved from just being a graduate of economics to being a founder, right? I founded two healthcare companies. And first is an electronic medical records company called Medipal. And what we simply used to do was to digitalize operations in hospitals. Right now, I run Checker, a digital health platform for at-home medical lab tests in Africa. Simply, you book a test on our platform, we connect you to the nearest phlebotomist with the healthcare worker skilled in sample collection, and you collect your sample and send the sample to the nearest laboratory. You get your results in 24 to 72 hours. With this, we're transforming the way healthcare is delivered in Africa. About 3 years ago, my mom came down with a stroke, and very amazingly, it was a difficult period. Knowing that I was already in the healthcare sector, we tried to get hospitals. It was too difficult. And by the time we had gone to the seventh hospital, that's moving her from Lagos to Abeokuta, the doctors told us that she had diabetes and hypertension that had gone long in her system undetected, right? And my mom is one of the millions of Nigerians who do not like to go to the lab, so they prefer agbo and all those local condiments to just, take care of themselves, right? So my mom was lucky to have survived, but the question is, how many others will be so lucky, right? Looking at that challenge, we studied how laboratories work. There are so many people, over 200 million Nigerians, to just about 10,000 laboratories. So labs are always crowded. Whereas sample collection procedure for pathology tests, which is over 500 pathology tests, takes less than 5 minutes. So why should people queue for hours to get a procedure that takes just 5 minutes, right? And whereas there are other tests that can be done in lab. So what Checker is doing is, to solve this problem, we've created a digital health platform where patients can book tests from any lab across different locations and through the Checker platform. And what that does is we connect them to the nearest phlebotomist, who is a skilled healthcare worker in sample collection. They draw the sample and send it to the nearest laboratory. You get your results interpreted and also recommendations from the doctor in between 24 to 72 hours. Doing this over the last 2 years, fortunately we had our second year anniversary, and in the third year now, And doing this over the last couple of years, we've fulfilled over 10,000 tests for thousands of customers, generating hundreds of thousands of dollars in revenue. And this has shown by every successful transaction, sample collection for one patient, it just shows that we are doing a very great work and build that tenacity for us to do way, way more. We've gone beyond B2C, that direct customer. So we now partner digital health companies. We also work with pharmacies. We work with different laboratories and even to health insurance companies. We partner with the largest insurance company, AXA Mansard, and also banks to provide quality healthcare services to their customers wherever they are in Lagos. I think in the last 3 years, we have launched, we expanded last year from Lagos. We now operate also in Port Harcourt and also in Abuja. Doing this just shows that there's so much hope for the healthcare sector, and we are grateful for how far we've come. We look forward to doing so much more. Talking about challenges, it's been a sort of very difficult period. Number one, it's funding. I mean, apparently it's been, I would say we're going through what is called the fundraising winter, right? So, and it's just quite difficult to raise funds, and knowing that we're running a tech company, we need to be cash flow positive. We need more funding to expand our services. And so far, I think that we've done a good job keeping the company afloat, right? Which is most important right now. But of course, in terms of managing operations, I think we've got that covered. But in terms of challenges, funding has been a major challenge. I think that healthcare collaborations has increased in the past couple of years, and that has helped different organizations just look for ways to come together to see how they could prefer solutions to the healthcare challenges that we have. Right, so the major challenge for us as a company is in financing, and we trust that with time, doing the great work that we do, we get more revenue, get more investors and stakeholders to support this great cause here in Africa. For our successes, I must say we've done quite a lot. Right. I was very excited to know that we had crossed 10,000 tests on our platform, and this is doing it very organically, no adverts, partnering with different labs. And I'll say major success for us was landing one of the largest HMO companies to, I mean, subscribe to our services and use the service for, of course, their own customers. That was such a great deal. It took us 1 year and 6 months to land a collaboration of that size. And I would say that for us, every customer that we fulfill, every successful lab test is a success. So what's the definition of what we do if every day we are not seeing customers, we're not helping them skip queues in laboratories? So once you use Checker, you're skipping a lot of queue, you're able to use your time to, of course, do other things for yourself. As people would say, time is money, right? So that's it, our success so far.
Hi, Victor.
Hi.
I'm so glad to have you
great
here
to
today.
You,
yeah, your business is very interesting, and I'm actually quite intrigued. How do you guys do your marketing?
Yes, so when we launched, we were a B2C company, so we used to run ads online. However, it was only wiser to connect to channels that had more numbers rather than marketing ourselves. So we started to partner with digital health companies, Wella Health, Clafia, Pharmaron, all these digital health companies. Once they have at-home lab tests, others, they use Checker, right? We also partner with labs. So before we launch, labs will do at-home sample collection for as high as 15,000 naira. Some do as high as 20,000. Mm-hmm. At Checker, we do for as low as 5,000 naira. Very affordable, right? So labs now outsource that part of their business to us. Right, and the interesting thing is that we use healthcare workers on the field, and we paid them 3,005 per sample. So one person that collects 5 samples in a day has made almost 20,000 naira working with us. Right, so and times 30 days, it's more than their average monthly income in their primary place of assignment. Right, so we also started to work with HMOs. Right, so getting people to beyond direct consultation, they can also now do tests from home. Right, even to life insurance and all that. Yeah, so that's how we do organic B2B, B2B2C.
Oh, it sounds like a very interesting business. And I'm particularly impressed with the numbers that you guys have made. You said about 10,000 tests.
Yes.
Wow, that's a lot. If I may ask, that 10,000 tests is over a year, over 2 years. How many people?
Over two years.
Wow, that has
we
a
just
lot.
Clocked 2 years yesterday.
And I know that we have. I've asked this question offline, mm-hmm. but I know many people out there who have the same question. Mm-hmm. How do you ensure that there's no mix-up?
Yes. So our bottles are labeled, right, with the name of the patient, the test being done, and of course the lab it's going to, right? So even if you are collecting samples, let's say you and your wife now, so immediately before we even draw the sample, the bottle will be labeled with your name and everything, test being done, and the blood will be like extracted into it. Same thing for the other person. So our healthcare workers have that, and once they collect the sample, they take it straight to the lab, right? So they don't accumulate.
So how do you ensure there's no mix-up in the lab tests?
Okay, so we have a quality assurance process, right? And part of it is ensuring that the sample bottles are adequately labeled, right? With the name of the patient, the test that is being conducted, and of course for which lab. And because we work for different labs, yeah, so every lab, they have that bottle for which test. Right, and some bottles can do multiple tests, right? So we just label that for that patient. So even when they get to the lab, it's packed in a bag. So that bag contains all the samples for that patient and it's ziplocked. So once they get to the lab, the lab can confirm that the samples are still good and they analyze it.
That's actually impressive. And from what I've heard so far, looks as if your business has a lot of moving parts. You have lab technicians on the field.
Yes.
You have labs proper.
Yes.
And then you have the clients on the one side. How do you manage the flow of money? As in, do you normally have money challenges, if I may put it that way?
Oh, yes. Very frankly, because a lot of our customers are B2B, you know, challenges with invoicing. Right, so they most likely do not pay on time, right? So that's where we have cash flow issues. But we pay our healthcare workers, our flips, we pay them same day or the next day, right? Worst case scenario, 24 hours, they get paid for the previous day's sample. So it's always a cash flow challenge when you fulfilled a lot of orders today, you have to pay and the clients have not paid, right? So, and because of funding challenges, we're not able to cover that gap. But we're building our mobile app now, looking to launch and all that soon, and it's gonna solve that challenge. And what that does is, once a test is booked by our partner, right, maybe a doctor books a test for a customer, right, or for a patient, and the patient gets a payment link to make payment, okay. And it is split mandate, right? So the doctor gets paid, the lab gets paid, and we keep our end. So our money is no longer going to the lab, right? And they have to pay us. So, and their money is also not coming to us, and we have to pay them, right? So there's a split mandate 3 weeks. Yes. So, that's what we are working on now, to just manage cash flow issues. And for some labs, they will still prefer to pay them at the end of the month, so we have enough money in our coffers, right? And we remit at the end of the month. So that's one thing we are doing now, trying to scale, right? When we launched, we used to work with just ISO certified labs, just a few labs, about 10 of them. And now we are onboarding all the labs that is named a lab, right? So it just makes it easy for anybody to do a test anywhere. So even if that lab doesn't do home sample collection, imagine Chowdeck. So imagine Checker, the Chowdeck for diagnostics. So we accumulate all these labs. You can book any test on the platform and also get home sample collection added. Even if the lab doesn't offer the service, we will do that. And they have our own dashboard to track samples and organize their queue, right?
So I was about to ask how you do your monthly reconciliations with the lab, but with the introduction of your app,
yes,
that is going to it is almost going to eliminate monthly
true
reconciliations.
Very true. Right now it's still very manual, so we try to reconcile between orders on our platform vis-a-vis what is tracked offline, because some orders come in via WhatsApp. So we created a channel to log it so that it still goes to the dashboard of the customer. Then also they send their invoice, And because labs change prices like water, but we are quite regulated, so they can't just change. Yes, they change their price anyhow. You're a customer, you don't know the price of malaria test now. If I tell you it's 2,000, you don't know, right? But they probably have changed their pricing. But for us as a business, right, that partners with them, so they can't just come and change pricing. And so, yes, so we can manage that and also give our partners or our customers the best pricing. Most times, our customers get more affordable tests on Checker than when they walk into the lab. Because we offer this calm scan.
Oh, that's actually quite impressive. What's your staff strength like?
Right now, 14.
14 full-time staff, I imagine. Well,
maybe not full-time. So we have about 6 interns. So that was like a part of our means of cutting down costs, right? Working with interns, they learn on the job, but they are very smart, right? So we have, especially in the tech aspects, products and all that, you've got some interns, and we have support team members. They work around the clock 7 days a week. Right, it's healthcare. Right, so what? I mean, what, 14 in total.
Okay. In these days of AI, I know this is not account related.
Yes, of course.
But in these days of AI, I believe there's a way that AI can support your business.
Of course.
And make it more efficient.
Of course. I can tell you how. Right, so as a last year, our doctors used to interpret the medical results, the test results of the patient, right? So, but we started working on the technology, we started to train our AI model to interpret the results for us. So once the lab sends us the results uploaded on our platform, you can click a button to get an interpreted version.
As the user can click it.
So you can see two results, you can see the interpretation of your results in layman terms, right? So if they say malaria is positive, so some people don't know what it means. So that will just translate it and say, yes. So it's going to be coming with the mobile app. So, and I think what we're doing is quite revolutionary, and it's tough to raise funds in healthcare. But I mean, right now,
But why though? Because
I'll say that it takes.
Because the numbers are there.
Yeah.
Is a sure line of business.
Yes. So I'll ask you a question. If you are given to pick between a fintech and an healthcare company, who would you invest in?
It depends.
So most healthcare is patient capital, right?
Yes.
So we have to gather the numbers. And because we are in a space that is not very congested, we chose a difficult space. This is tough, right? So right now, people doing the business, I'm not sure we're out of five doing this thing. Fintech, they're a lot. But in diagnostics, especially at home lab tests, you know people like AirTracker, then you know Checker, and some other few telemedicine companies that probably started it because there was nobody doing it, right? So we are now trying to, with our new model, solve this problem massively, right? Especially with at-home sample collection, and just do it such that it doesn't cost us so much money. So on every test, we can stay profitable and maintain unit economics. So it doesn't matter how long it takes us to, like, say, make billions, but we are sure that we are profitable, right? On every test, we time with the influx of orders, we can keep operations going. And of course, once investors, I would say we are no longer chasing investors, right? So if investors see value in the work that we do, they'll come around. And so we are focusing on business, and of course that's our priority.
How do you guys manage inventory? For example, the lab,
consumables,
the test kits.
Yeah, okay.
So who's responsible for it? Is it you as a company or the lab guys on the field?
Okay, great question. So when we get a new, let me use your word, lab guy on the field, right? So when we get them, we call them phlebotomists. They're trained in the art of sample collection.
Okay.
Phlebotomists. Yes. So doctors are trained as part of the courses they do. Nurses are phlebotomists also. Lab technicians, lab scientists. Then we also now have phlebotomists who are trained primarily as phlebotomists, but all of them in that chain can do the work. Right. So when we onboard them, they go through a training process, verification process. They have to be working somewhere just so that we can track. Yeah. So, and for anyone that is not working, we understand, do our background checks to show that they have good experience, and we train them. So we give them our kits, our vests, than the bag that contains consumables, right? So we give them a certain amount for every bottle, the syringes, everything at once. And then our labs return the consumables to us, so we don't buy them. So because we are collecting samples for the labs, if the patient went to the lab, they would have exhausted there. So our model, we don't spend money. Other people might, but we don't spend money that much on consumables. So our labs provide us with what we need. So once the lab is dropping the sample off at the lab, they are given. So if the person needs, let's say, 10 units of a syringe for the next 1 week or for the next 3 days, or yes, they can replenish. So that's our contract.
So the labs replenish.
Yes. Thank you very much.
That's a lovely business model. So from what we have discussed so far, your management style is more of a lean management style.
Yes.
Yeah, even though I can still see a lot of moving parts and some areas where you have money itches there.
Yeah,
so which accounting software do you guys use?
We do not use any accounting software so, right now.
How do you guys track?
I think, so we track through, so we use Zoho as a platform.
Yeah,
so we use.
Because you have to, you can't have that much numbers.
Yes.
And not have a proper software to track. Otherwise, it will break somewhere there.
Yes.
You use Zoho. So is it automatically linked to your operational system?
No, it's not linked because we still have some offline part, like WhatsApp orders and all that. So we balance the books every day. The support team that gets the orders, the accounting team, and so we're able to manage it. At the end of the month, it tallies, so we get invoices from the system, send it out to our partners, and once it's paid on the platform, we can ensure that it's paid, and we know how much arrears we have outside that system. Yes, sir.
That's
how
like a well-oiled
machine. Normally, once you have that volume of transactions and there's no adequate system, no adequate automation to support the person underneath, it will break somewhere along the line. What's your revenue target for 2024?
So for 2024, we are hoping that we'll close our round. So I will talk with Faith.
Round as investment.
Yes, investment. So our pre-seed round, we are hoping that we'll get some funding.
So I will talk like we've gotten the funding. So we're looking to do 30,000 tests.
Okay.
Because right now, I don't like to say this on air, but but we put measures in place to see that we are able to that number, get more partners, sign more partnership with corporate organizations that have the numbers, and give them some mouth-watering deals across all our laboratories. Yeah, so I think that with that, the fear now is if we scale without money, we're going to crash. So let's just keep going till we have the money to employ the manpower to manage the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I really hope you guys are able to raise the necessary capital unit, and from the literature I know, there are a lot of social investors out there that that are going to be happy to support your business, especially if your business is both social and both profitable.
Yes.
So to me, it's like killing two birds with one stone.
I really hope you guys are able to raise the investments required.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually positive that you guys would, because there are a lot of social investors out there.
Sure.
And what makes your business special is you have social elements, and your business is also profitable.
Sure.
So for them, it is actually killing two birds with one stone. So I am quite hopeful that you will get the necessary
investment.
Victor, it's been fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Having a conversation with you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and if I see you in a few months' time, I hope you have very good news for us.
Yes, I hope you can cut me some check too.
Yeah, I'll try.